Welcome back to another episode of the Survival Fitness Plan. We cover what you need in order to survive and go through the best methods of fitness training so you can escape any dangerous situation. Subscribe to the channel now and enable notifications so you never miss out on any of our latest episodes as soon as they're uploaded.
Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of the Survival Fitness Plan Daily Rant. I'm your host Sam Fury. And today's subject, we're going to be talking about the three best survival navigation methods. Survival navigation means navigation. Oh, I hope that's working. It's a bit out of place. Means navigation without a compass, right? So how can you navigate without a compass when you're in the wild? Not even making a compass. There is one way you can make a compass, but you need like a magnet and all that sort of stuff. So let's imagine you have none of that. What are three ways you can do it? Okay, so the first way is going to be quite quick. I'm running out of time. The first way is the sun position, right? The position of the sun, like basic sun position. Sun rises in the east, it sets in the west. So if it's in the morning and you can look at where the sun is, you can go, you know it's roughly east-west, right? And then you can find north and south, more or less. So it's more like, oh, you know there's, you're supposed to be heading generally south, and that'll help you, something like that. The next method is the shadow stick method, which is kind of like the sun position, but it's a bit more accurate. So what you basically do is you put a stick in the ground and mark where the shadow is, and then where the shadow ends, and then wait, like, wait like 15 or 20 minutes, and then mark it again, and that will be hopefully a perfect or a more accurate east-west line, and then you can intersect it, and that'll be north-south, right? So that's just the same as basic sun position, but you're using, it's slightly more accurate. And the last one is with the stars, right, for at nighttime. You just need a prominent star, and like if you know that that's the direction you're going, you can just keep following that one star as long as you know how to do it, right? Or maybe you know the North Star if you're in the upper, in the Northern Hemisphere, or use the Southern Cross if you're in the Southern Hemisphere to find north. So there's just three. There's lots of other ways you can do it. You can do it by vegetation if you know certain things like that, or like the wind direction. Which way satellites are facing sometimes if you're in an urban area, because everyone needs to point the satellite a certain way to pick up certain signals, and maybe you know that that's a certain degree. You'd have to have knowledge of the local area, but anyway, so there's lots of ways. The important thing is not just to use one, right? You got to use multiple and put them together to have more accuracy. And of course, there's not where you can't do detailed navigation with this. You can be like, oh, I know there's a river north of me. I'll go to the river, and then I know I need to follow the river east, and then whatever, right? So use them in conjunction. Okay, told you it was a short one. Just a couple of minutes, because I'm pressed for time. But that's some good information. That's it for today. Don't forget to like and subscribe. And if you want to learn more of the survival navigation methods, and even navigation with a map and compass, and like all sorts of survival stuff, www.survivalfitnessplan.com/evasive-wilderness-survival-techniques. That's it, guys. I will see you later.
If you enjoyed this episode and found it useful, remember to like it and comment. Also, don't forget to subscribe and turn on notifications so you never miss out on our future uploads. Thanks for tuning in, and see you again soon in the next episode.